With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has carried out more strikes against suspected drug-running boats, killing at least 14.
In an announcement on social media, Hegseth posted videos of the strikes. Two boats can be seen moving at speed through the water. One contains a large amount of parcels or bundles. Both then suddenly explode and are seen aflame. Another strike appears to have been conducted on a pair of boats that were stationary in the water alongside each other. Hegseth says U.S. intelligence indicates the four boats were known for carrying narcotics. This is the first time multiple strikes were announced in a single day. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An online retailing giant is slashing a bunch of jobs.
Amazon is cutting roughly 14,000 corporate positions as it spends more on artificial intelligence. An Amazon spokesman says it's a matter of reducing bureaucracy, removing layers, and shifting resources to ensure we're investing in our biggest bets and what matters most to our customers' current and future needs. Amazon has committed about $10 billion apiece to AI-related data center projects in Mississippi, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hurricane Melissa has hit southwestern Jamaica as a catastrophic Category 5 storm, causing heavy flooding and wind damage. Melissa made landfall Tuesday in southwestern Jamaica with maximum sustained winds of 185 miles an hour. Officials warned of devastating damage and urged residents to seek shelter as the hurricane crossed the island. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 161 points, the Nasdaq rose 190, the S&P advanced 15. This is SRN News. Will Graham is in Florida this week.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham and grandson of Billy, began a four-city tour of the Sunshine State on Sunday in Tallahassee. He will also preach the gospel in Sarasota and Pompano Beach. Jeremy Camp and other contemporary Christian artists are performing along the way. Graham is preaching the gospel each night and encouraging Floridians to put their faith in Christ. An army of local churches are providing support. Michael Harrington reporting.
Thousands of pilgrims turned out Sunday in Romania's capital for the dedication of religious paintings inside the world's largest Orthodox Christian church that was being opened after 15 years of construction. Worshippers and officials arrived in droves at the People's Salvation Cathedral, known as the National Cathedral, which at its highest point stands more than 410 feet and has an inner capacity for 5,000 worshippers. This is SRN News. Israeli authorities say they've killed three Palestinian militants during an operation in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli police say the three men were shot as they came out of a cave near Jenin, a town in the northern West Bank, known as a militant stronghold. The Israeli military said in a statement that the militants had taken part in terror activity in the town, but gave no further details. Israel says such operations have cracked down on militants in the West Bank. But Palestinians and human rights groups say scores of uninvolved civilians have also been among the dead and injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the army to carry out powerful strikes in Gaza. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.